USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, curfew approaches in Louisville, Kentucky. President Trump says he's keeping an eye on the situation.
We have a call scheduled to make very shortly with the governor. I understand he's called up the National Guard, which is a good thing. I think it's a very positive thing. And it'll all work out.
A new interim report from the Senate Homeland Security and Finance Committees released on Wednesday shows at least two members of the Obama administration raised red flags over Hunter Biden's role on the board of Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian natural gas firm, while his father, then vice president, was in charge of U.S. policy toward the country. The report shows Hunter Biden received a $3.5 million wire transfer from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden visiting the battleground state of North Carolina. Biden in Charlotte saying the economy is struggling to recover as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
You have 30 million people in unemployment. You have 20 million people figuring whether or not they can pay their mortgage payment this month. And you've got millions of people who are worried that they're going to be thrown out in the street because they can't pay their rent.
Some House Democrats are again pushing to renew efforts for a second round of $1,200 stimulus checks after broader talks have largely stalled. The economic impact payments must be made because the rent must be paid. That's according to Democratic Congressman Al Green. Green making those comments during a House panel hearing with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. House Democrats and Senate Republicans both put forward proposals that differ in cost and scope. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on the Breonna Taylor case, Kentucky Attorney General David Cameron says the Breonna Taylor warrant was not a no-knock warrant. He explains.
Evidence shows that officers both knocked and announced their presence at the apartment. The officer's statements about their announcement are corroborated by an independent witness who was near in a proximity to apartment 4. In other words, the warrant was not served as a no-knock warrant.
Top health officials spent part of their Wednesday testifying on Capitol Hill to the response regarding the coronavirus pandemic. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci on the prospects of a vaccine.
And finally, and importantly, the issue of vaccine. We have put together what's called a strategic approach to COVID vaccine development. As you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, there are six companies that the federal government is playing a role in either helping to develop, subsidizing, or supporting the clinical trials. We're harmonizing the trials so that information from one can be applicable to another. Currently, there are three platform candidate vaccines that have entered into phase three trial. Very soon, there will be a fourth.
More news on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.